This is Wayne Goldsmith for the Swimming Teachers Association. You know, for a long, long time in the swimming industry, we saw parents and carers almost as the enemy. We saw them as people who would turn up, pay the bills, and then go away. But if you really think about it for a moment, that doesn't make any sense, because you've got the swimmers maybe 30 minutes a week, maybe a little bit longer, maybe 30 minutes twice a week or three times a week, but rarely do we get them for longer. But they're with their parents and their carers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I think it's important to be better at connecting and engaging with parents and carers so that they can reinforce and support our teaching. Some of this can be done through newsletters, some of it can be done online, but more importantly and most effectively, it's done with 30 seconds before and after each session. It can be something as simple as when the children arrive and they're sitting with mum and dad, if you've got that type of environment, or sitting with their parent or carer, to say, "Hi everyone, this is what we're going to be doing today." And let the parents have a sense of involvement, that you're thinking about their interest and their role in the overall teaching experience. And you're saying, "Guys, this is going to be working today on some backstroke kicking and some breaststroke kicking and some freestyle technique through the water. And in the end, we'll do a little bit of a diving game," or whatever it might be. But actually keep the parents updated and informed, because remember, they're not just parents and carers, they're also the clients. And as you would in any client service industry, you would keep your clients updated with the type of service, the type of product that you're going to be delivering today. And then at the end of the session, and this is vital, at the end of the session, instead of just throwing the parents out the door and saying, "Make sure you book for next week and make sure you've paid the bills," is to spend just 30 seconds talking to the parents and carers and say, "Parents and carers, before you go, this is what we did today. We talked about breaststroke, and we talked about the importance of being nice and long in the water and stretching our bodies out really long and kicking our feet and our legs back with a lot of strength and being really strong. And we talked to the kids about being long and being strong, about being long and strong. And next week, when they come in, next week we're going to be working on breathing in our breaststroke. So this week, can you remind the kids about these two words, long and strong, long and strong. Thank you, everybody," and maybe finish it with a hand clap. Now, I know that sounds a little bit crazy, and I know that for so many people, they like to see the drop and go parent. But you know what? We're really partnering in our learning. There's you as the teacher in the water working with the athlete. But remember, you've only got a short period of time with those kids. You don't have a lot of time to reinforce messages. And as so many of you know, by the time they come back in next week, so many of them have forgotten all of what they learned at the last lesson. And that's why I think mum and dad or the carers can be so important, just by using little cue words, little tips and little hints to reinforce some of the important parts of the lesson. Look, let's face it, some of the parents will be telling them things anyway. But I think the smart thing to do, the really clever and the great teaching thing to do, is to involve the parents and carers in the teaching process by giving them some very simple keywords and cues that you use during the lesson, so that they can use that specific information to give the kids feedback and remind them of the lessons before they come back next week. Look, I know it's a big jump, and I know parents have got a bad rap in this business, but they are working with, they're around their kids all the time. And I believe it's time we looked at parents, instead of being the enemy, as seeing them as our friends, and most importantly, as being our partners in effective learning. This has been Wayne Goldsmith for the Swimming Teachers Association.